What's buzzin'? Welcome back to Bilingual Buzz with Ami and
Emily.
Yay! This time with our visual.
Yeah, included. If you're a Spotify listener, then you might have noticed that we are trying a new format for our podcast today.
Yes.
And they have a video podcasting feature, so we're trying it out. I've gotten a lot of comments of people telling me that Ami and I sound really similar and our voices sound similar. The way we talk is also similar.
Yes.
So sometimes it's kind of hard to tell who is talking. So hopefully this video kind of makes it clear. If you're on Apple Podcasts, though, you can't see us. Sorry about it.
We might upload it on YouTube.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Or you can just download Spotify.
Do we like, are you promoting for like Spotify or something?
I guess so. I'm a Spotify ambassador. But yeah, I mean, maybe you don't want to see our faces.
Anyways.
We are going to start with our theme today, which is mental health in college.
We're going to basically talk about how to manage, you know, school, work, social life, all that stuff that's needed for college, because it can be hard sometimes. And fun fact, this is our second time recording because we lost some audio clips.
Yeah, we had some problems, but it's okay. This is a really important topic. It's worth doing it twice. Yes. So yeah, let's get into this episode. We chose this topic because school can be a lot and thinking about your future can be intimidating and scary. We really relate to this because I am a first year master's student as of right now. And Ami, you are?
I'm currently in my third year, a junior at my university, which is when everyone starts kind of picking up, on what they want to do. And it's kind of like when people expect you to do almost everything all at once.
Yeah, it can be super overwhelming. So that's why we wanted to talk about this episode.
Let's talk about how we started with this topic. We kind of had our all-time lows. I'll just start first. I think it was last semester I had my lowest of the lows, both mentally and physically, because I was sick. And because I was so sick all the time, I just wasn't feeling good at all. And it was also because I had like a whole year without school. I was taking a gap year. So going back to school, like I kind of was like taking it all in at once, which was kind of hard to do.
You had a lot of personal issues going on.
I had personal issues going on. Yeah, I was working super far from my school or from where I just moved. I had just moved as well. So I had to think about my like stuff, you know, like apartment stuff. So my car broke down and I couldn't go to work, but I needed money for work. I needed money for my apartment.
Yeah.
So, and then I had school on top of that. Yes. Yeah. And then I was just catching up on a lot of stuff. And then I realized I wasn't really making time for food, sleep, definitely not getting enough of that. And then I started getting sick. And then so like I would like start being behind on work stuff, like assignments. And then I wouldn't do well on my exam. And then I would feel like really bad. And then it just like it's like a negative spiral.
Yeah.
And that was when I realized like I was trying to take everything all at once. It's not good. You should like take it one at a time. But yeah, that was my all-time low.
Okay, my all-time low. I am generally not a very positive person. Ami would know. I'm actually pretty negative. Actually, I am the most pessimistic person I know. So I tend to kind of always imagine the worst outcome in every situation. And that can really take a toll on me. Like, I was not doing well just a few weeks ago when I was really stressed over my university exams. By the way, exam season in Germany is like hell. Like, I can make a whole episode out of it because it's so stressful. Yeah. But yeah, so it was hard for me to kind of survive through that. I was studying all the time. I wasn't going out. I wasn't talking to anyone because I was studying all the time. And yeah, that was my very recent all-time low.
Yeah.
But now I'm done with exams and I'm fine now. So that's good.
That little laugh at the end. You're like,
but this proves that, you know, university can be really hard. Even if you're not doing much. Like, Ami, you had like a part-time job and your car was breaking down. Like, you had a lot of going on. For me, I only had exams going on, but it was still enough for me to feel really down about myself.
Yeah. I think it all also depends on, like, what major you are. Mm. I know, like, for my major, which I don't know if you know, but I'm a communications major. A lot of people will say, like, oh, the classes aren't hard. And so that's partially true. We're not doing, like, you know, calculus or anything like that. Nothing crazy. So I feel like it's not crazy hard, but because it's not that hard, people expect a lot of experience from you. Oh, you have to have like this many volunteer hours. You have to have this many internship. You have to know like more than 500 people professionally. You have to have a job. Like, and then on top of that, of course, you have a good grade. Like, it's just kind of like, it's a standard a little bit. And yeah, I think it's good to have that. But also, like, it's hard to do that. You know, it's not like the easiest thing to just do that. And then if you're obviously like, I know, Em, you're in economics, right?
Yeah.
You're probably a lot more statistical and like, you know, you have a lot of assignments, especially because you're in your master's. And that's a whole different story. So it really depends on the major, but I feel like it's important for everyone to know how to.
Right.
You shouldn't feel like you're doing too less or too much or, you know, it's really different per person. So
now we're going to be a little bit more optimistic and talk about the things you could do to overcome such episodes of sadness. Okay, number one, this is really important. You should talk about it to anyone around you. Yes. Your mom. I personally always talk to my mom. To the point where I kind of feel bad sometimes because I'm calling her all the time. Like, I'm pretty sure she's like, oh, this bitch is calling me again. But yeah, it helps a lot.
I say if you're stressed about your future, which is also a huge contribution to your mental state, I say talk to your career counselor. They help a lot. And it doesn't have to be a career counselor. It can be your academic counselor. It could just be your counselor. But for at least universities, you pay a lot of money, and I'm sure they come with like a lot of like services. So utilize that free services that you pay for and be like, hey, I need to figure out what I need to do. And they'll probably like start gathering some, you know, resources for you. And yeah, that can help a lot. Oh, also, talk to your peers with the same majors. I like to do that a lot. Where like we just gather and like talk about our goals and tips for each other. It really helps because you're realizing a lot of stuff that you don't know and you're like, wait, I did not know about that. But now you do. So you're like, wow, I feel so much better about myself for knowing that. It's just stuff is always changing. And if you're meeting up with your friends, like there's nothing scary about that. Maybe talking to a counselor can be scary. But friends shouldn't be. So find people that you are, you know, striving for the same thing and meet up with them, talk to them, kind of share your goals with them. And then, you know, just do stuff like that. It'll help for sure. Yeah,
and encourage each other.
Because there are people, a lot of people like yourself, for sure, struggling the same stuff.
Next, make a checklist or schedule.
So for me, I have a couple of ways to like make a checklist because here's the thing about all these stuff that we just talked about. When you think about it in your head, like, all at once, it's going to feel so much to you. Like, oh, I have to pay my bills. I have to apply for scholarships. I have to do internship. Oh, I got to, like, go to work, finish my assignments. And then on top of that, you know, your friends might have a birthday gathering or some type of, like, extracurricular, like, club activities. All of that is going to, like, be in your head, like, scrambled. And that's not really good because that's going to make you feel overwhelmed and you feel like you can never get it done. So get a checklist or a schedule, like a physical, or it can be on your laptop, phone, it doesn't matter. But I like to divide it into 2 to 3 categories: academic, extracurriculars, and personal. So academics is like when your homework should be due, when is your assignments, when should you start, stuff like that.
Yeah, when do you have an exam?
Yes, very important stuff. But I feel like your school account might have those stuff already. So it really depends if you have that or not. So the second one is extracurriculars. So that one is, or activities, I guess you could call. This one, I like to do like the deadlines for when to apply for scholarships, internships, when your weekly club meetings are due. Just like the important dates for all of the non-educational stuff, but very important career-related activities. And last but not least, I have personal. This is really up to you if you want to have it. I don't really keep it track that much, but like stuff like when are your bills due, work shifts, if you need to go grocery shopping, like maybe put a few hours in for grocery shopping, or cooking, like when to like cook, like what's the word again?
Meal prep.
Meal prep. Yes. So when to meal prep, because that can take a little bit of time, right? Because you're making a lot of food.
Yeah.
But it's easy because you can just, once you make it, you just grab and go, take it to school, and then you don't have to pay, because you also need to save money. That's another thing about college. So that's how I do it. I'm not really sure how Emily does it, but
yeah. I think this tip is a really good tip because I am a hardcore planner, but I take it to the next level. Like, I plan every hour of the day.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, some people think it's crazy. I mean, most people probably think it's crazy. But for me, it helps because I get anxiety when I have, like, things to do but have no time to do them. So when I plan super in detail and I do this, like, I don't know, the night before, I wake up. And then I feel really productive because I'm just following my pretty tight-knit schedule. This helps me feel less stressed and anxious because at least I'm doing something with my time, you know?
There's multiple ways you could do these stuff. I've actually tried doing what Emily does, like the one-hour increments. It did not work for me. Let me just tell you, I was getting more anxiety from doing that because I was like, oh my God, it's already 10 a.m. and I haven't done the things I should have been doing.
That's true.
I feel like that a lot. That's why this is really up to you. But I like to only put few of the big things I have to do by the day instead of like hour increments.
So you have like pretty like goals for every day, right?
Yeah. So it's like not too overwhelming when you look at it, but at the end of the day, because it's three big things, it's gonna take a whole day, you know. And then when you do finish it, you feel really good about it. So it really depends. Try it both ways, or you might find your own way of doing stuff.
I recommend using Google Calendar.
Oh, me too.
And Google Tasks. Google
Yeah, I like to use Google Calendar too because it's all like connected.
Yeah.
And you can change the tab depending on what you're focusing on, stuff like that. Also, I heard that apparently if you say like your goal for the day to someone and announce it, like it's 40% likely that it will actually happen, according to my roommate.
Yeah, that makes total sense though.
Yeah, like every night or every time I go to school, like I'll meet up with my friends and be like, hey, so here's my plan for the rest of the day. I'm going to do this, this, and this. And they're like, got it.
It's like no one asked, but you know.
No, no one asked, but like I just say it. And they're like, okay. But it works. It works. I've actually felt like it works.
Yeah. Next Anyways, up. Moving on to the third advice we have. Yeah. This is kind of like a mindset thing. You have to understand that it's totally okay to take a break and that you're not alone in feeling really stressed about your future or anxious or overwhelmed. Because we've all been there. We're all there currently. So
I once heard from a professional that like people who are working, well, this is just from my industry, which is entertainment industry and entertainment and tourism industry, but anywho, like anyone can apply to this, but she was like, yeah, I'm gonna be real honest, like I actually have no idea what I'm doing. And she's like a working professional and she's like super successful, but she's like, I have no idea what I'm doing, but it's just kind of like fake it till you make it.
Yeah, fake it till you make it.
Everyone feels like they have no idea what they're doing. And I was like, I mean, if a professional is saying it, I guess I can't blame myself for feeling that way, you know?
Yeah, you can still be successful not knowing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Distract yourself from your own negative thoughts. Although that's like super hard. I do this all the time, so it's like I can't be the one who advises it. Mm-hmm. But some ways that I do is as harsh as it sounds, if it's bothering you, do it. Like,
don't just sit there.
Yeah, don't just sit there and be like, oh my god, like I'm so stressed, because I do that. And I want to always tell myself as much as possible, be like, if you're so stressed out, just do it. Like,
yeah,
when the time comes, you're gonna do it, you know? So yeah, if you're gonna stress about it, just start doing it. But I know it's really hard, so I can't, I don't know, it's just, this is, I'm working on this. I also try to do some yoga classes. I haven't been there in a while, but my school provides free, like, workout classes, like cycling classes. We have one at, like, 6 in the
morning. Wait, they're free?
Yeah, they're free, yeah.
That's so nice.
I don't know about the other universities, but at least in the States, we pay a lot of money, so.
Yeah, tuition's already expensive, so.
So, you know, gotta use up all that resource, but, yeah, doing yoga can really be calming. What about you?
For me, I've been doing my nails recently. If you're on Spotify, look at my nails. I started doing gel nails, and they are very therapeutic. Like, I just put on a movie at, like, 10 p.m. or something, and then start doing my nails. That sounds really nice. Yeah, yeah, it's really therapeutic. And other than that, I go out to watch movies at the movie theater. Or, like, I don't know, eat out with friends or something.
For sure.
Talking to your friends helps a lot.
Yeah. I think it's just therapeutic. I think it's because we're girls. We might feel more therapeutic. Maybe, yeah. I'm not sure. It depends on the person. But, yeah, that's something always good to do. And then, last but not least, our last tip.
And the most important.
Most important is please take care of your health, like, physically. Because without a healthy body, you can't function or operate, you know, with a positive mindset. That's just not possible.
Yeah.
You heard my story about me getting sick all the time. So.
Yeah. Physical health really connects to mental health. So
when I say I was sick, I mean I was sick. Like every month for 2 weeks, I was knocked out.
You were sick for like 2 months.
I was sick. And I don't mean sick as in, like, coughing. I was having, like, fevers.
Yeah, like flu-level sick.
Yeah, flu-level sickness, like, every month. And I was like, that is enough.
Wait, what have you been doing to, like, take care of your health better?
So, I've been taking vitamin pills because I know it's not good to rely on them, but I think it's better than nothing for me, at least, because I think I have a little bit harder time taking vitamins. I also been eating a lot more. People have been screaming at me to eat more. So I really try. And then Yeah, I just been like taking a lot of like supplements. I don't know if that's good, and if I feel like I'm about to get sick, like take care of it. Don't go out and like think you're gonna make it worse. Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna make it worse. So rest up, eat well. Just eat well, to be honest. Yeah, eating really helps. But when you're in college student, like you might feel like eating's not like worth your time or it's waste of money.
Yeah, you might be too busy or...
Yeah, and it's really expensive to like eat outside because you think you don't have time to cook. So you go outside to grab food and then boom, like your money's gone. Because I completely understand that. But like if you're really about to get sick, like just don't think about money that much. Just get fruits. I don't know. Get something.
Yeah. To anything is better than starving yourself.
That's what I used to do. So
yep.
Hopefully you feel better. Like you might already know these tips, but you know, it's good to hear from an individual.
Yes. We are not certified to talk about this at all.
Yeah, we're not like nutritionists or anything like that.
No,
but
not at all. We're not therapists either.
But this is our own individual data collected from ourselves. Yes.
Please take it as a grain of salt.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed the video too. It is our first time doing it, so we're not really sure if it's going to look really good or not. Bear with us. We're going to probably get better at it.
Yeah.
And other than that, we have an Instagram account.
@bilingual.buzz.
Yes. Also, don't forget to follow Flo.
Team Flo USA, yeah.
Yes. And everything else is going to be in the description. So check it out. Send us requests for a topic if you have some. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. Bye.